House Geeks Real Estate Show is sponsored by Bricks Real Estate, Network Title, iLoan Home Mortgage, and Country Financial. I'm Kirk Duckwell. Joining me in studio is Chad Vandelot, and we are the House Geeks. If you have any questions for us, make sure you give us a call at 612-207-5388. Again, 612-207-5388. Or check us out anytime at housegeeks.com, where you'll find all sorts of informative videos about buying or selling or the current market. Actually, we just did a great video, mid-year market report, with all sorts of great information to help dispel some of the misnomers about current market conditions. This is the real time, what's happening in our real estate market. Quite often with a lot of media, we see delays in where the market is actually at. You know, the market's doing great. Well, 6 months ago, it might have been doing great, right? So, if you want to keep up to date, check out housegeeks.com. Also, follow us on our Facebook page. Just type in House Geeks. Look for the little house and glasses. Today, we're talking about real estate terms, some common ones, and some maybe not so common ones. Things that if you are getting into buying or selling a home, things you'll probably want to know. So, let's jump right in with one that actually came up in conversation just a few weeks back when I was at an open house, which is what's called escalation clause. This is a tool that you may consider using as a buyer if you are running into a potential multiple offer scenario.
So, meaning that there's a house listed for sale and multiple people have presented offers, so the seller has two or more to choose from. So it's a competitive situation.
Now, this needs to be structured well with your real estate agent. There is no, oh, this is how you should do an escalation clause. There is thought that goes into each scenario. Who is the seller? How many offers are there? What's the value of the property? But the general idea is, you know, as a buyer, a person who's trying to get a house is trying to get the house for the lowest possible price they can and still get the house. They don't want to, quote unquote, overbid for the home. The escalation clause is basically kind of a way to do this. What you're saying is, I will bid $500 or $1,000 over the next highest offer up to a certain amount where you decide you want to cap it. Usually that cap is set to where you come up with the max value of the home or the max value to you of that home. Now, some of you might be saying, well, why wouldn't I use this every time? Well, it depends on the type of financing that you're putting forth if you're using financing, and does that really make sense? If you are an FHA buyer, maybe $500 or $1,000 isn't enough against a cash buyer that might be one of the other offers, and you might want to create the biggest spread you can to achieve your goal, because it can take more than $500 or $1,000 to have a buyer go, oh, I want to step away from this relative guarantee to go with a financed offer that has to go through appraisal and meet that those appraisal guidelines. So that's just one example of where you may not want to use one, but definitely something you should be asking your real estate agent about. And that, again, is the escalation clause. Talking about appraisals, let's get into appraisal, what's called the Truth in Housing, Truth in Sale Report, and the buyer's inspection. I think there's a lot of confusion because I'll hear this term, when is the FHA inspection going to happen? Mm-hmm. Oh, didn't we already have the inspection when they did the Truth in Sale Report? You're actually dealing with three separate items for three separate reasons for having those. So first, when somebody's selling a home, if you're in Minneapolis or St. Paul or another handful of cities around the metro, they require a time of sale inspection. Basically, it's kind of a short form disclosure inspection that either the city completes or a inspector that's certified by the city completes.
And it's set forth by the city to maintain minimum standards of the housing stock of that city.
Sometimes.
Think of it as a mini inspection.
Right.
Where a good inspection might be 25, 30 pages long. The Tisch report, as you'll hear agents and people that have bought or sold homes in the past, they'll refer to it as a Tisch report, time of sale report. And think about it as a mini inspection. That'll be about 2 pages. Sometimes a full-blown good inspection might be upwards of 30 pages.
You talk about maintaining minimal standards, and you know, cities like Richfield, I believe, Bloomington, Minneapolis, will have required repairs.
Whereas St. Paul,
very rarely have I ever seen a required repair on St. Paul's list. So, you know, depending on the city, once again, they may require things to be done. But that's at the time you're getting ready to put the home on the market, you'll have that done. Then you're going to have the buyer's inspection. That is separate. That is going to be their representative that they decide to bring in to inspect the home. That is not tied in with the, you know, what somebody might call the FHA or VA inspection, which really isn't an inspection. It's the appraisal. And they have, at the time they're doing the appraisal, just, once again, some minimum standards that they're looking for, you know, with life left on the roof, or does it have GFCI outlets in the kitchens and bathrooms, and sometimes some floor covering requirements, things like that.
Handrails going downstairs, and the big one we see most often is peeling paint in homes built prior to 1978.
Correct. Yeah. So those are the different ones. So you have, once again, your Tisch or Truth in Sale, Time in Sale, whatever the city calls it, that's done prior to putting it on the market. Then you're going to have the buyer's inspection, and then you're going to have the appraisal, and then the standards that type of financing has that appraiser is going to look for. Talking about appraisal, let's talk about appraised value. Mm-hmm. We run into this as real estate agents all the time. You know, will the home appraise for this price? Should I get an appraisal before listing the home? The appraisal is there to justify the value for the bank that's doing the loan. They are not there to say what the market value is, or buyer demand, whatever you want to call it. You can have discrepancies between market value and appraised value, and that's a conversation you definitely want to have with your real estate agent if there may be those concerns that lie there. They do have margins that they can go up or down based upon the comparables, just like real estate agents do. As if they're doing a good comprehensive market analysis, they should really be doing it very similar to how an appraiser might do it. It's just their margins may be slightly different mm-hmm. on that. You know, when we're in an accelerating market like we are, the appraised value and market value may be a little farther off from each other. And this is why, again, you should have good conversations with your real estate agent when you are getting offers about the likelihood of one particular offer versus another particular offer to be able to appraise, and the financial ability of that buyer to be able to close. So often we'll see offers that may come across, and we just look at them and go, there's no way this thing could ever appraise. So what is that offer really worth? If it can't appraise, it's no good, right?
Yeah, going back to your original point, the appraisal is a justification of value for the lender. And the appraiser actually has the full purchase agreement going into the appraisal. And as a result, they see what the price that the prospective buyer is wanting to purchase the home for. And more often than not, if close, the appraisal price will match the offer price.
Yeah, usually I would say it's usually between $500 to $2,500 difference almost
every
time.
And that's like 98% of them, you know. Unless the property is grossly overpriced, or a buyer grossly overbid, grossly underbid and got away with it.
And putting appraisals up on a bracket of the end-all be-all, keep in mind, appraisers call us all the time asking us our opinions mm-hmm. of the value. So, you know, it's they have a job, and their job's to justify that value for the bank. We have our job, and that's to show what the market value is. We're going to take a quick commercial break. If you have any questions for us, give us a call at 612-207-5388. Again, 612-207-5388. For sellers out there right now, stay tuned because we're going to be talking about a couple interesting loan options that are coming back around again that we're hearing these terms. We'll be right back.
Attention real estate agents and homeowners. Did you know that even in a strong market, you can increase your sale price and shorten your time on the market? Check out Summit Staging today and see how many of their staged listings sell for thousands of dollars more than the other comparable homes in the area. With a pay only if it sells pricing, you have nothing to lose. Visit them online at summitstagingllc.com. That's summitstagingllc.com.
I'm Steve Conklin.
And I'm Jake DeRoff.
We're the hosts of the Mortgage Talk Show, Sundays at 12:30.
Steve, what are we going to talk about this week?
This week, we have a special guest, Dave Ortega, founder of Satori Mortgage. We also discuss Zillow's article on rising home values, and we tackle why mortgage brokers are the best option for your home buying needs.
Check us out for more information and email us any questions at mortgagetalkshow.com.
Tune in to the Mortgage Talk Show every Sunday at 12:30 on AM 950.
This is Chad, owner of AM 950, here to tell you about Snap Construction. They're experts in roofing, siding, window, and insurance restoration. They have energy-efficient products available for both residential and commercial properties. This spring, when we needed a company to take a look at a problem with our roof, I called the company I knew I could trust, Snap Construction. I've known Ryan, the owner at Snap Construction, for years, so I knew I could trust him. Don't just take my word for it. Check out their reviews online. They are arguably the most well-reviewed exterior contractor online in the metro area. Over the years, Ryan has always said the same thing to me about his work. If we build it, shouldn't we be held accountable for the work indefinitely? He backed that statement up years ago when Snap Construction was a pioneer in offering a lifetime craftsmanship guarantee on all their work. For a free estimate or general questions, call the locally owned company AM950 Trust Snap Construction at 612-333-SNAP. That's 612-333-SNAP, or find them online at snapconstruction.com. They have financing options available.
Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club is delighted to offer its spacious facilities for your private function. From weddings, retirement parties, business dinners, or any special occasion, Crooner's combines a dedicated full-service special events team, an award-winning chef, and a beautiful lakeside ambiance to make your event a resounding success. Visit croonersloungemn.com to learn more about their private dining options, or call 763-571-9020 to get a quote for your next event today.
Real estate is one of the biggest financial transactions most people ever make, so keep informed. Tune in each week as Bricks Real Estate presents the Twin Cities Real Estate Show, Sundays starting at noon. Kirk Duckwall, Chad Vandelot, and Brian Durham, the House Geeks, will keep you up to date with industry-leading guests, stats, and local market trends. Again, you can catch them Sundays starting at noon on this station or online anytime through the House Geeks Facebook page.
Welcome back to the House Geeks Real Estate Show on AM 950. If you have any questions for us after the show, feel free to give us a call at 612-207-5388. Again, 612-207-5388. Also, check us out online at housegeeks.com. Follow us on our Facebook page. Here talking about real estate terms today. Getting into this segment, I want to talk about a couple of loan types that we're hearing about as the market has improved. And this would be bridge loan and swing loan. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple other terms I've heard associated kind of with the swing loan. What a bridge loan is doing is it's basically allowing you to take equity to assist, equity in your existing home, which you're going to sell, to assist in the purchase of your new home.
Prior to selling
your home. This is an option if somebody wants to buy non-contingent but needs some of the equity within their home to be able to put down the down payment that they would like.
And it's The reason it's coming back around is in that median home price range, we have low inventory. So people are kind of nervous about selling their home because they're afraid they won't find a home of their choice in that short period of time. So this takes a little bit of the stress out of the transition from selling your home and buying your new home at a price, of course.
So here's a new one I'm hearing about. It is, which is the swing loan kind of, so what this option is it's allowing a seller to basically take out a loan, but without any payments. So it ends up clearing their debt to income a little bit more. And then they have a year to sell their house. So, because that quite often is the reason they can't make the purchase non-contingent. Mm-hmm. So it provides a short-term funds to make the payments on their existing mortgage to allow them to take a new mortgage.
Interesting. I didn't know about that one.
I just heard about it. So, yeah, pretty neat loan option. I think, yeah, I want to talk more with the loan officers that have brought it up, things that I don't know what happens after that year. Do they have, like, pricing guidelines regarding the price you have to be listing your home at? Do they make, you know, what kind of structures do they have for that? Hmm. But, yeah, it definitely caught my attention. Okay, one last one I'm going to throw in here, which is called recast. So let's say you do have the ability to buy non-contingent, but you only have the ability to put 5% down, but maybe you have another 30% equity in your home that you could, after you sell your existing house, be able to put down on that new place. There is a loan option which is called a recast loan, which allows you to put the small amount down initially, and then you can put the large amount down after that. Now, a lot of people might be going, well, I can do that with any loan, make a big payoff. Difference being, it re-amortizes it with a recast,
resulting in a lower monthly payment.
Resulting in a lower monthly payment. You got it. Talking about payments, there are a lot of mortgage calculators out there. So there's what's called, you'll hear loan officers talk about PI, TI, and MI. So
it's principal, interest, taxes, insurance, and mortgage insurance. And all of those things encompass your mortgage payment. Reason this is important to you guys is a lot of times you'll see this house that's for sale and they have an estimated monthly payment there. And it gets confusing for homeowners because they think, my, that's a lot less than
$800 for this $280,000 home.
Exactly, exactly. And then they get disappointed when they actually figure out, oh, there's not just principal and interest, but there's taxes, there's insurance, there's mortgage insurance, possibly association dues, which can increase that $800 by another 30, 40%, depending.
Right. So talking about mortgage insurance, this is something that if you are looking at loans that have mortgage insurance, to ask of a loan officer about what's called a single premium option or one-time buyout of mortgage insurance. This is kind of what I call the litmus test of loan officers. And if you come up and say, yeah, with mortgage insurance, can I just do a single premium? If they look at you and just like blindly stare, then maybe it's time to get up and walk out of that lender's office. Basically, what the idea is you pay a portion, which you can actually finance into the loan, of the mortgage insurance just up front, which then negates the mortgage insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great way to drop your payment by, you know, $80 or $150 very quickly. Let's see. I want to jump ahead, I think, on terms here maybe. I thought I wrote it down. Single premium, foreclosures, lender owned. See. No, I can't read my notes. Okay. Typical handwriting problems.
Clear title.
Clear title. Yeah, clear title. Let's get into that real quick. Clear title is something that's becoming more and more important as we have started to see a lot of homes that may have been purchased just shortly before the peak of the market, and these title companies have gone out of business. And maybe a mortgage or a second mortgage getting cleared never got recorded. And so if somebody didn't buy the mortgage insurance,
which everybody should do.
Yes. Or I'm sorry, title insurance.
Yes.
If somebody didn't buy the title insurance, that they then will not have clear title because this company went out of business. I've had it happen three times within the last year. Now, never prior to that, but three times in the last year where a mortgage wasn't recorded because that title company or that lender or somebody went out of business. And because they didn't have the title insurance, there wasn't coverage. And it gets very expensive. They had to escrow, you know, $5,000 to $10,000 each.
That's because now you need attorneys involved to shuffle paperwork back and forth at $100, $200, $300 an hour. So spend a couple hundred dollars and get title insurance.
Well worth it. You want to do that. Let's talk about the contingencies. So you'll see a lot of properties out there marked as contingent when you're looking online. Well, what does that mean? Well, property can be contingent upon a buyer's inspection. This means that there's a buyer that has submitted an offer and it's a first position offer. And so if you want to go see it, you should be able to. But if you decide you want to submit an offer, that you would be a second position. Only if that buyer decides that they want to back out, based upon that inspection, could you jump into place, basically, if the seller agrees that they want to sell it.
Yeah, it's a backup offer.
Then you have contingent upon sale of another property. This is a lot easier to bump that offer. That if you see this type of contingency, that means somebody has an offer that's been accepted, but that means they have to sell their home before they can perform on it. So if you put forth an offer, you can actually bump that other offer as long as the seller agrees, basically. There's some finer points to that, but that's the short and sweet of it. Foreclosure. So often we run across, because we do a lot of foreclosure property stuff through Zillow, and people will say, I'm looking at that foreclosure listing. Foreclosure is a process. It's not really...
And it's a long process. It takes about a year.
Right. It's a process. And so what most people are thinking when they say foreclosure is they actually think lender owned. So make sure when you're looking at the properties that you're looking at ones that are actually lender owned, not just in the foreclosure process. If they're in the foreclosure process, typically they are not for sale yet. You want to be looking at lender owned properties or bank owned properties if you're out there searching for that type. By the way, quick side note, foreclosures down at like 10, 15 year low, 1.6% of the market right now. All right. Well, if you have any questions for us, give us a call, 612-207-5388. Again, 612-207-5388. We'll be back again next week.